Welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Brian Keller, and with me in the studio, we have a special guest.
I'm Clark Sell.
So, who is Clark Sell?
That's me.
Yeah?
Developer evangelist out of Chicago.
Nice. And your adorable son?
4-year-old Ethan.
4-year-old, but not in that picture.
Not in that picture, too.
Nice.
Two.
Nice. So, you're a developer evangelist.
Yep.
Recently a developer evangelist.
Yeah, newbie. 2 months.
2 months. But before that, you...
was in the consulting side.
Consulting. Doing a lot of ALM, Team Foundation Server,
yep.
That kind of stuff.
Yep.
Very
WPF.
Cool.
WPF.
Very cool.
A little healthcare, a little finance,
nice.
Financial services.
Nice. And
good.
So you're in town. You're in town this week, meeting with product groups and
MVP Summit.
Nice.
With all the big boys.
Headshots. Nice. Very cool.
And girls.
Yeah. Of course. So cool. Well, we're glad we could have you on the show. And go ahead and plug. You've got your own shows as well, right?
We do.
Nice.
Yeah, I have a little Batman and Robin thing going on. So we do the Thirsty Developer, me and Dave Bost.
Okay.
So thirstydeveloper.com. And then We also do Developer Smackdown on developersmackdown.com.
Awesome. I'm a big fan. Nice.
God bless.
Thanks for being on our show.
Thank you.
So big news, of course, this week is Windows Phone.
The phone.
Windows Phone.
I got one right here. No, I don't.
No. Oh, man.
No.
I thought
I'm
you were
not privy to that.
Nice. I have had a chance to play with it. Yeah, very little. But yeah, what do you think? Glowing review on Gizmodo.
We killed it.
Yeah.
Killed it.
Nice.
Killed it.
And that's
I
a
like
good thing.
I do.
That's what the kids are saying these days, right?
I think so.
Killing it is
killing
a good
it.
Thing? Okay.
It's got swagger.
Nice. What's your take on it? What are the cool features you like?
You know, we changed the game,
yeah.
I think. I think when you look at it, you might not get it at first, but look at the screen, look at the design, the experience mm-hmm. that's been had. I mean, we really thought about what we were doing and said it's not about icons or apps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's about an experience. It's about how to make your life better. So I'm impressed. I'm really impressed.
I really like in the Gizmodo review, I like because they go into lots of detail on this. They talk about the panorama view and how
yep.
and how the experience just extends. You just start flicking across the phone
yep.
and then you just start to see lots of other pieces of like a Zune experience,
yep.
for example.
And it's not like they've been a fanboy site, right?
I mean, sure.
We haven't had a good story in the past.
Yep.
And now we do.
Nice. And then the other thing I noticed is that there's no need to actually like hook up to your desktop to sync anymore. Now it's all over the air. I know you can do some Zune syncing directly, but if you just want to sync your contacts and your mail and everything else, that's all over the air,
yeah.
which is cool as well.
It is fantastic.
Yeah.
I like the changing of the screen where we have these tiles and hubs and they're about giving you information without having to do anything.
Right.
So, you know, it's not 73 and sunny on my icon. It's whatever my hub says it is.
Right. That's
which
cool.
Which is pretty cool.
Awesome. And so Larry did a great video showing a kind of first look, hands-on feel. So, you know, what you see in the keynote from Barcelona and what you see on the Gizmodo review doesn't really give you a great taste of what the actual experience
yep.
is like. But Larry did a great video that's also on Channel 9, so be sure to check that out. And then finally, what does this mean for developers,
oh.
of course? And, you know, we're kind of waiting to find out along with the rest of the world, but we're told that there's going to be several sessions that happen at MIX 2010.
Yep.
So that'll be next month, sometime in March, right? And they've also talked about how there'll be special developer resources that are exclusive to MIX attendees as well.
Mm.
So,
tools. I'll be at MIX.
Awesome.
I got my ticket. I can't wait.
You'll have to let us know how that goes. I won't
sure.
be there this year, but next time. I'm sure you'll miss me.
No,
right?
We were going to talk about the phone. So.
Yeah. Nice. So here's another interesting story. Have you seen this?
I have seen it. It's a little spooky.
Yeah. So, you know, Scott Hanselman, he works down in Portland, and, you know, he tries to make it up to Redmond when he can, but one of the things he complains about is not being able to actually insert himself,
yeah.
You know, kind of out of sight, out of mind, right? If you don't see someone every day, it's easy to lose
yep.
sight of them when you're thinking about plans and
yep.
stuff like
yep.
that. So he built this, I think he calls it an embedded social proxy.
Yep.
And it's this cart that he put together, and it's got a laptop, a power supply, a couple cameras
yep.
on it. And the idea is that if you're going to have a meeting with Scott, he'll ask you to wheel him into the conference room, and away you go.
Yeah, so he took the Phil Hack portal in
oh, right,
his
right.
office and made it this mobile robot
right.
deal. Yeah.
yeah, and he talks about that. He says, you know, that's nice if people want to stop by Phil's office,
yep.
but there's two people in there. It's somewhat disruptive. But now you can just kind of, you know, take him with you. So
he's managed to clone himself.
Yeah, he pretty much has. And I think I like this Scott better. So.
Yeah, well, you know, he's powered.
He is, yeah. But really cool. He's got a great blog post that talks about how you can go out and build your own mobile me, or mini me, I suppose.
Mini me, yes. Yeah. The Hansel cart.
That's right. So the 10-4 episode I did recently, and look who it is. Speaking of Scott Hanselman,
hey,
look who this is.
You're blocking my shot.
Yeah, you're kind of in the way of Clark there.
Hey,
what's going on?
Hey everybody on Channel 9, how's it going? What's going on, guys?
Hey, Scott, we are filming here.
Yeah, hey, look at that. There's cameras and there's monitors and stuff around. That's really cool. I have some cameras and monitors.
Hey, you're still blocking my shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chilling on the Channel 9.
This was my big debut, Scott.
Nice.
how are you doing?
We're doing all right, Scott, but we're trying to film an episode of This Week on Channel 9.
Good deal. Yeah. Good deal.
I think I liked you better when you're in Portland. So
I'm everywhere.
Nice. That's pretty cool. But we should probably be shoving you off here. So say goodbye. We'll see you later. Any minute now, you can go on wheel on out of there.
I'll make my Muppet exit.
I like that. He kind of shifts his weight and starts moving.
Yeah. That's weird.
Nice. So Scott Hanselman, or Hansel Cart, everybody.
Guest Cart.
Upstaged
guest
on your
robot.
First appearance.
Yeah.
So anyway, back to 10.4. So downloading and installing the Visual Studio 2010 release candidate.
We're getting close.
We are getting close. And so I've done these videos a few times. And, I did downloading and installing beta 1, downloading and installing beta 2.
Yep.
And then I recently did another one on – Scott, we're still filming here. Recently did another one on how to download and install the release candidate. And in the past, I had to put together a lot of workarounds and show people all the tricks to get everything installed. Now it's very simple. Yep. There's just a couple gotchas. I put together a bunch of resources off to the side. So if you want to,
if you need
help,
Scott,
on
Mr. Hansel Cart.
All right. Nice. I think we need to unplug the Hansel Cart over there.
Yeah, I think so.
But anyway, check out the 10.4 episode. You can get up and running and watch that and see
and
how to install everything.
We're getting close, right? It's February?
It's February right now. And
April's right around the corner.
April 12th. Oh, that's right. So download the RCE. And we've also got links for how to actually go give feedback and let us know any bugs you find.
Install it.
That's
right. It's great.
That's right.
I'm loving it.
And speaking of feedback, we actually got a lot of feedback related to this bug. Do you want to talk about this one?
Yeah, I mean, there was, the product group does a great job of being plugged in with everybody in the field. And there were some issues found, and I think within a week, they turned around a fix for the RC. So, I mean, that's pretty impressive when you're banging the drums to get something out the door.
That's right. And this was a crash that happened when you had, when you installed the RC on a machine that had a multi-touch monitor or one of the language input bars enabled, I believe.
Yeah, something
and
like
so a lot of people, of course, starting to have multi-touch monitors and or just the language input bar. So now you can go download this fix. I have seen a few people even without those that have benefited from this fix as well. But these are the types of bugs that we need your help to fix and make sure we solve them before the RTM.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
you've been working on this.
Yeah, I have been.
This is a big deal, actually.
This particular VHD was put together by the product group, but basically this is everything you need to run Visual Studio 2010 lab management all in a self-contained VHD.
Yeah.
So you can download this package, run it on Windows Server 2008 Hyper-V, and get a taste for what it's like. Because the lab management, even though it's super cool, it's kind of a bear to set up for the first time. Have you set up your rig yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
And it's been too much. I've just done a lot of the testing pieces, the different types of tests.
Right.
But I haven't taken it to the excruciating degree of needing the hypervisor servers and this
system
that,
center virtual machine.
I get a laptop like
stuff.
This, right?
So. Yeah, I hear you, man. Well, believe it or not, I actually did get my lab management rig set up on beta 2 on this laptop. I had a couple of external hard drives, and I've got 8 gigs of RAM in here, but it is doable.
That's a lot of RAM.
But it still took a weekend to get that all set up based on beta 2 bits. So the team's done a lot of work to make the install and the configuration easier. But if you just want to kind of like dip your toes in the water and check this out, then you can go download the VHD. And that's a really great way to get started with that.
Impressive.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. As a consumer, thank you.
So here's another book from Greg Duncan. So speaking of virtualization.
Free books.
Yeah,
free.
We love free.
Can we say free?
Free as in beer.
Free.
Not free
beer?
As in puppies. Yeah.
Yeah, this is virtualizing everything R2.
That's right. So this is an update to an earlier free ebook that was all about virtualization on Windows Server, and then this is now virtualization from an R2 perspective.
That's...
So another good ebook, because even though this is more of like an IT pro function,
yeah,
as developers we oftentimes
know.
Need to set this up.
Absolutely.
And it's extremely beneficial.
How many books do you have at home?
How many books do I have?
Yep.
Oh gosh, I've got probably 30 or 40 in my office library.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a few.
Yeah, and I wrote my own. It's coming out soon.
Yeah.
Well, co-authored one.
I did a review of one of your chapters.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That is correct.
So hey, coming out that's soon. Me.
Time for picks of the week.
So, my pick of the week: MS Deploy.
Yeah.
Formerly called Web Deployment Toolkit, I think.
Oh, they are the same thing.
Yeah. So there's this. We finally have a story around doing proper kind of ASP.NET web deployment to the server.
Okay.
Changing your web configs, managing the settings in IIS.
All the prerequisites. Creating
a package that you can deploy over the network, wrap mm-hmm. it with PowerShell. And it's funny, as I go from user group to user group, I find that people don't really know that this kind of feature exists. So
yeah.
It's out there, and people really need to take a good look at it.
Well, so I'm really glad that you made this your pick of the week, because I knew about it, but the problem from my perspective, not being as close to some of this stuff as you are, is that there are so many different silver bullets, right,
yeah.
for web
yeah.
deployment or for just deployment in general.
Yep.
Do I use Install Shield? Do
right.
I use
PowerShell, Wix,
you know,
yeah.
all that stuff?
Yep.
So what, like, can you sum it up? What separates MS Deploy from the rest?
So integrated experience, I think, is the first one, right? You can go to MS Build. You know, you could type msbuild.exe, give your proj name, and then go whack-p package or whack-t package.
Okay.
And out the other end comes a zip file of your project that you can actually deploy.
And
right?
then,
I mean,
so
it's
what do I do with
easy.
That zip file? I copy it in an IIS folder?
So it will give you it'll zip up all your artifacts.
Okay.
So you have this nice real type package.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can take that, and it outputs a command file that you can then hand off to your server admins.
Okay.
They can run the command and it will do the deploy.
Is that a PowerShell command? Or?
Well, the one that's there now is a CMD file, so
okay.
just a bash command.
Okay.
But, you know, you can just wrap it with PowerShell and
okay.
there you go. So I haven't had a chance to dive totally deep in it, but the fact that you can manage proper web configs across mm-hmm. environments, the fact that you get a nice zipped packaged artifact that you can hand to somebody,
mm-hmm.
this is really exciting. And it's integrated inside Visual Studio. Right, you right-click on your project, you can say package. It's very nice. And they've spent a lot of time.
Gotcha. And so this isn't in Visual Studio by default. You have to go download something
2010
extra.
2010 it is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Learn some every day.
Yeah, we need
and
to have
And you
more,
can download
more
it for before.
Okay, sweet.
And there's a great Channel 9 video, and I don't remember the gentleman's name, but the guy who built part
okay.
of it, that kind of walks through everything that they did. So
nice. We'll get a link to that.
There's some goodness there, and I'm really happy about it. I'm surprised more people don't know about it. It's kind of the best kept secret, but
nice.
Maybe not now.
Spread the word.
That's right.
That's right. Well, after my mom and your mom watched the show, now everyone's going to know. That's right. So my pick of the week, a lot of people probably already saw this, but if you haven't, you have to spend the 15 or 20 minutes to go check this out.
This blew my mind.
You didn't see it before until just before,
this
right?
This blew my mind.
This is, so augmented reality, first of all, it's a TED Talk. Love TED.
Yep.
Talks are awesome. And it's a TED Talk by, I'm going to mess up his name, I'm sorry, Blaise Aguirre y Arcas. If Dan was here, he'd just rattle that
yeah.
right off.
Mm.
But he's on the Bing Maps team. And they show augmented reality for Bing Maps. So the first
thing... So explain what augmented reality is.
Right. So, I hope I'm going to get the definition right. But my understanding is that it's basically taking one view and then laying on extra metadata or other views on top of that.
Yep.
Does that sound
yeah,
about right?
Yeah, I think right? so. Yeah.
So the base view that they start with is basically the street level view from Bing Maps. And
right,
so he
right.
zooms down into downtown Seattle and he goes down to Pike's Place Market.
And now he's standing on a stage.
Right? Yes.
This is his presentation.
That's right. And so he's showing you what, you know, Pike's Place Market looks like when Microsoft Bing went in there and took all these pictures and cataloged yep. it in the first time. Then the other thing that he does is he takes photosynth images, and he starts to overlay those photosynth images on top of the existing images. And so photosynth goes out and it figures out, okay, this sign of the Pike's Place Market sign, this picture that some user in Kansas took actually corresponds to this particular location. So now let's overlay that on top of it, and then you can start to see.
Right. So now we have the map, and then we have real pictures
overlaid on top
of the thing.
Exactly.
So now we're getting a better experience.
Yep.
We've got the photosynth kind of jumping us around.
And then he just blows our socks off. He has a camera crew that's live at Pike's Place Market, and he says, "All right, guys, turn on your camera." And they start panning and zooming all over the place, and it takes the video and it transposes it in real time.
Wow.
On top of the Bing Maps. And just unbelievable stuff.
It is. You have to watch the video.
You really have to go spend some time to watch the video.
Because it is freaky.
Yeah,
cool.
It definitely is. So obviously, big question mark, what's the developer story? When can we get our hands on this? When can we start taking advantage of this? But you could imagine things like a virtual concert, right? So, hey, you know, Bumbershoot's a big concert.
Yep.
That happens in Seattle every
yep.
year. Bumbershoot sold out, but I would love to be able to buy, you know, an online virtual ticket for $10, go walk around, check out the venues, you know, look at people playing in the fountain, that kind of thing. I mean, you could set up all kinds of cool stuff like that.
Well, so every time I come from Chicago to Seattle,
mm-hmm.
I'm amazed at the traffic system out here, because traffic in Chicago is horrible. But
oh, yeah.
You guys everywhere have
traffic cameras.
So
yeah.
How cool to be able to put the traffic map
yeah.
with the delay times,
show
right?
Me
the
my
live
chart, yep.
And the overlaid video.
That you should patent that.
Blowing my mind.
Yeah.
That's a great
exactly.
idea.
Very cool.
I think the Hansel car will have it done before I get home.
It probably will. Nice.
Damn, Clark.
Well, Clark, thanks for being on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. This was fun.
And
it was a whirlwind.
Yeah, definitely.
I
got to
go find a Hansel cart and beat it down for taking my taking my big debut.
You got to make a cell cart as well.
I will. The Clark cart.
Clark cart.
The
hey,
Clark cart.
I like that. Cool. Well, we will see you next week.